Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told Congress he will testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee this week, investigating Russian interference in last year's presidential election. Sessions said he wanted to appear before the panel to address questions about him that arose last week during former FBI Director James Comey's testimony. Sessions recused or removed himself from his department's investigation during the early days of the Trump administration, since he was one of the campaign officials who had met with Russia's ambassador to the United States before the election. There have been competing protests in several cities across the United States between groups saying they are protesting Sharia law and groups saying they are protesting discrimination against Muslims. The anti-Sharia law protesters were organized by a group called Act for America. Denise Samora is with the group.
There are radicals out there, and you know, people are saying that we're against Muslims. No, Muslims are attacking other Muslims. And we're bringing in these refugees that have the same ideologies.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups, says ACT is the nation's largest anti-Muslim group. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan say a uniformed member of the Afghan Special Forces, turned his gun on U.S. military personnel, killing three of them, wounding one other. Provincial government spokesman told VOA the assailant was instantly gunned down by American soldiers. A Taliban spokesman said the gunman was one of its men who had infiltrated Afghan forces ranks. This is VOA News. Turkey has formally arrested the country's chairman of Amnesty International as he awaits trial on charges of being a member of a terrorist organization. Amnesty International said in a statement that Taner Kilic's detention was a mockery of justice and called for his release. United States Special Forces are providing technical support to the Philippine military battling to crush Islamist militants in the southern city of Marawi. This comes as 13 Filipino Marines were killed in intense urban fighting. Lieutenant Colonel Joar Herrera is a spokesman for the Philippine Army's 1st Infantry Division.
The presence of the U.S. counterparts facilitate the exchanges of intelligence, facilitate subject matter experts exchange, and also provides training exchanges and of course the technical support that we are sharing together in the fight of global terrorism.
The cooperation between longtime allies, the U.S. and the Philippines, is significant because Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, who came to power a year ago, has taken a hostile stance toward Washington and has vowed to eject U.S. military trainers and advisors from the country. United States has once again gotten involved in a diplomatic spat between Qatar and a group of countries led by Saudi Arabia and Egypt. At least a half dozen nations have cut ties with Qatar due to the funding of terrorism. Here is President Trump.
For Qatar, we want you back among the unity of responsible nations.
Mr. Trump once again criticized Qatar for being a historical funder of terrorism, but Qatar is a strategic ally of the U.S. as well, with a U.S. air base located there. It is the largest concentration of military personnel in the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urged Qatar to address the terrorist financing concerns and said those blockading the country need to stop. Britain's Conservative Prime Minister Theresa May is still seeking an agreement with the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland that would give her the support she needs to form a government. Saturday, May lost two top aides in a shakeup that media reports indicate was demanded by senior Conservative Party leaders if the Prime Minister was to remain in office. This week's elections ended without any political party receiving a majority of the vote. May had called the election hoping to boost support for upcoming talks on Britain leaving the European Union. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.